Dangerous Power Imbalances in Parasocial Relationships, written by Bear on a Mountain! Okay, sorry, I had to do that. I am so excited that Bear on a Mountain is back. He was on hiatus for like 5 months, and he's back! So we have teamed up several times before and done like super fucking weird shit. Basically, if he has a weird idea, he comes to me and he's like, so, are you interested in this? I'm like, write it. A lot of the stuff is sadistic. All of it is fun. A lot of it is dark too. And we just have so much fun working together and talking about ideas and stuff. And this one is no exception. I had so much fun performing it. Oh, I love getting to be mean and sadistic. It's so much fun to get to play this kind of character. And she is cruel. When I was editing it, I was just like, oh, I feel so bad for the listener right now. She's being so mean to him. But the thing is he likes it. I think there's a rape tag, like rape because of coercion, but I don't really think there's much coercion here. I mean, I'm going to leave the tags, but, you know, he's doing all this on his own free will. He likes it. He gets something out of it. He wants to be humiliated this way. He wants to be treated this way. And I mean, he's losing everything here. He just walked out of his job. He's giving her all of his money. And, you know, she's like, well, you're never going to get a chance again with a perfect 10 and a woman like me. And you know it. This is your only chance, buddy. And he's like, oh, okay. Oh, she's majorly taking advantage of the situation. She is cruel. You know, I say I relate a lot to the characters that I play, but I don't think I relate to this one. I'm trying to think of ways I could relate to her. And I don't think I do. This is a character where I'm not sure that she has any redeeming qualities. Which also makes her super fun to play. I love playing her. Actually, wait. No. I take it back. Oh, yes, we do have stuff in common. Okay, she wants to get hate fucked, and she wants it hard, and she wants it rough, and yeah, okay, that's me too. Also, she's trying to piss him off to make that happen, which I'm, you know, I'm for that. So yeah, I do have some stuff in common with her. And you know, it reminds me of the 30 Day Fuck Pet in that she's a dom, but at the same time, she's making herself into a sub. She's like an aggressive sub because she's trying to get what she wants. I guess she's topping from the bottom. But still, there's subbiness there, for sure. And I can relate to, the whole like F dom, F sub thing, where like, or she has her F dom personality, but like in the bedroom, you know, she wants to get subbed. I get that. See, this is like yesterday's too, which was similar in that, you know, that character had an F dom personality as well, but in the bedroom it was a little different. So okay, I take it back. Yes, duh, I totally relate to her. Plus, I know that, okay, she loves the power, but I think another part of it is that she loves the attention and knowing like what lengths people would go to for her. And while that is not me, I like the attention. I would be lying if I said that I did not like attention and that that's not a big reason why I do this. Whatever, I'm putting it out there. I mean, come on. I think everyone will agree who does this, but that's part of it. Sing my praise, you know? Sing my praises, yes. Give me attention. Give me praise. That's what I'm all about. And this is really, really fun for me, and I love performing. But yeah, a big part of it is, you know, having your work appreciated, having the praise, and yeah, there's attention. Okay, enough about me. So this script is bananas, and it's awesome. And so, yeah, again, it's like 30-day fuck pet where he's face fucking her, and, you know, she's like, yeah, you can do better than that. She's like, come on, give me more. And you can tell, like, she's taking it, but only sort of. And I did almost throw up for sure when recording this, and I left all that in there. So you can hear me retching. I mean, really, he's doing his best here. He really is. And so she just wants it rougher and rougher and rougher and rougher. And she's trying to get all of his anger directed at her body. And I can relate to that one. Yes, I can. Take out all your frustration on me. Here, let me give you some frustration. Okay, I'm liking her a lot more now. Duh, hello. I totally have something in common with her. Yes. Okay, but she's still not somebody I would ever want to talk to or hang out with. No way. Okay, the sound effects here. This audio, I officially use more sound effects than I've ever used. Ooh, it's been taking forever to edit too. I'm recording this and I haven't even finished editing it. I started how many days ago? It's taking a long time to edit. It's a big project, but it's going to be totally worth it. And I'm so excited about it. And I'm so excited about sharing it with you guys. And I really hope that you loved it.